The practice of suspending licenses began in the 1970s as a way to ensure people paid their court fines. Angela Cholfi is a study author. She says the practice unfairly targets low-income Americans.
Funding the courts based on amounts it collects from people who come before them run contrary to any basic notions of justice and fairness. Why should someone who makes $100 an hour pay the same penalty as someone who makes $7.25 an hour? That is not equal justice.
Cholfi says Michigan is one of five states in the country that requires judges to suspend licenses for drivers who can't pay. A federal lawsuit is underway against the state of Michigan aimed at ending the practice. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.